Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Yud Ches. We're holding the second line from the top of the Amud, where we start off with Rabbi Chia bar Avin Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Oyvid Kechavim Yoyrish Es Oviv Dva Torah. A goy has Dina Yerusha to inherit his father Min HaTorah. Tichsev, and he brings a pasuk. How did we get into this? If you go back to Yud Zayin Amud Beis, you'll recall about halfway down the wide lines, it's about 8-9 lines into the wide lines, at the end of the line, Amar Rava, Dvar Torah, Oivik Chechavim, Yoyrish Es Oviv, Shenemar, V'chishav Im Koinehu, V'loi Im Yorshe Koinehu. V'chishav Im Koinehu is referring to a posik about an Eved Ivri that is getting released earlier as a result of, for instance, a pidyon that somebody is buying himself out from having to be a slave. So it says v'chishavim koineu. He makes a cheshbin in the koineu with his odoin, the one that bought him. Sigmar darshin v'loy im yorshe koineu, but not with the yorshim. In other words, once the odoin passes away, then the eved goes free. So therefore, the gemar darshin, you only have to deal with the koineu, but not with the yarshim. But one thing we see from that, said Rava, that obviously, like the Gemara continues on, Mechlal de Ikala yarshim, the Isla yarshim. From this we see that there is a din of Yerushim and Atayra for Gentiles, for Goyim. So that was the drasha of Rava. And today Rav Chiya bar Avin and Rabbi Yochanan gives us the same halacha, but based on a different limud. Kodesh Baruch Hu says in the Torah that I gave Esav a Yerusha, an inheritance. What did I give him? Har Seir. So I see very clearly from that Goyim, Esav, has a Yerusha. Pray Timara, Bidomi Yisrael Mumashaini. Maybe Esav doesn't have the status of a Gentile. Maybe Esav has the status of a Yisrael Mumar. Because after all, Esav was born to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak was born to Avram, so he's really a Yisrael, a member of the Ovis HaKadoshim family. Unfortunately, he glitched. Esav went off the derech, so to speak. So maybe a regular rank-and-file goy that comes from any of the other Umaisu Oilam, maybe there is no Din of Yerusha. Maybe the Din of Yerusha only applies to the Esavs of the world because they're Yisrael woman. So tomorrow, Elamei Hacha. Rather, I learn it from another pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Yilvnei Loit Nosatius Or Yerusha." Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Or a city as Yerusha to Livnei Loit. Okay, Loit. They were not Jewish, so therefore we see that even Gentiles have Yerusha. So tomorrow, Rav Chiya bar Avin, my timely Omer Karava, L'chayr Rava's pasuk of yesterday, V'chishav Im Koineu, V'loyim Yorshe Koineu, is a good limud. Why do we have to go and find a new limud from Esav and now from Loit? Everything Gemara, okay, Liyom Ekarova Miksiv, Nochol, my time Liyom Ekarova, everything Gemara Miksiv, Achishav Im Kaneo, Vilayim Yosher Kaneo. What the Gemara means to say is, it doesn't say Beferish, Vilayim Yosher Kaneo, it's rather just a diuk. It's in, it said, Achishav Im Kaneo, it's the Gemara Darshan, Vilayim Yosher Kaneo, but it doesn't say Beferish in the Pasuk. Here it says Beferish in the Pasuk, Kilavnei Loit Nosatius or Yerusha. It says very clearly that the Bnei Loit had a Yerusha. And therefore says the Gemara, that's a better Pasuk, if you will, a better Limud. V'rava my time Eliyamaka Rav Chiya bar Avin. L'choyer Rav Chiya bar Avin is a good point. It says here Beferish, Loit got or as Yerusha. Why do we have to learn with a Diuk? V'loyim Yorshe Kaneil. Everything more Mishim Kvoidoi Davrom Shaini. Ravath said to himself, Sekon Zayin, your regular, normal Gentiles do not get a Yerusha, but maybe because Loit was a nephew of Avram Avinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu made an exception to the rule, and therefore Loit did get a Yerusha. But it could be that, in general terms, most Goyim do not have Yerusha, only Loit. So therefore, says the Gemara, I have no Raya generally. Zok Gemara Vayta, Tana Rabbanan. It says in the Braisa, Yesh be'ivri she'ein be'ivriya v'yesh be'ivriya she'ein be'ivri. An Eved Ivri has certain halachas that do not apply to an Ivriya. And Ivri are halachas that do not apply to an Ivri. And the Braisa continues. Yesh be'ivri shu yoytze b'shonim u'b'yoyvel u'b'misas ha'adoin ma'she'en kein b'ivriya. And Eved Ivri has certain halachas. Number one, he goes out b'shonim. That means she'en shonim yavoid. U'b'yoyvel in the yoyvel year. U'b'misas ha'adoin. As you recall from yesterday and from the Mishnah and Daf Yudalid, misas ha'adoin only applies to the Eved Ivri nirtza, not to a regular Eved Ivri. Regular Eved Ivri, although he doesn't work for other Yarshim, he does work for the Ben. Like we had in the Gemara yesterday, Gemara had psukim on all of that. Mashenkim Ivriya, but Ivriya does not go out bishanim ubiyoyvel ubimisis adoyim. Now, even before we continue on, Rabbi say, that doesn't make sense. Of course, an Ivriya goes out bishanim ubiyoyvel ubimisis adoyim. We have that in our Mishnah Daf Yudalid, and we've spoken about that over the last few days. Then Omivriya has all the dinim of an Eved Ivri, plus she also goes out b'simanim. No such thing as an Eved Ivri going out b'simanim, only an Omivriya. But Omivriya has all those other dinim of Shanim and Yoyim Mises Adlein. So how does the Gemara say, Mashenkin Bivriya? So the Gemara is going to respond to that question in another moment. But in the meantime, the Braisa says that Ivri has all of those yitzios. Masha Enkin Bevriya, that she does not go out shanim yoyv misas adin. V'yesh Bevriya, shari Ivriya yoytze b'simanim. That we all know. Ivriya special, she goes out b'simanim, she's sold as a ktana, and as soon as she becomes a nara, v'yotze chinam ein kosef, eili mei naras, eili mei bagras, and she goes out. Okay. Now the Braisa continues on. That another thing that Ivriya has is ve'ena nimkeres v'nishnes, she cannot be sold twice, she can only be sold once as an Ivriya. Umaftin or mafadan oisa bal korche, and we allow her to go and get her pigeon. Bal korche means against the will of someone. We'll see in the Gemara against the will of whom. Are we referring to her odoin, or are we referring to her father, to her av? We'll see that shortly. Mashen kim b'ivri, but ivri, number one, he can be nimkar v'nishna, and number two, there is no pidyon bal karchai. So kima nochma, omamah, yesh b'ivri she'im b'ivriya. That what? That ivri is yoytze, b'shanim, u'b'yoyvu nisa se'odai. Frank Timoramini, we had in our Mishnah, back on daf yedalet omid beis, shteitach b'feirish, yiseira olav omu ivriya. Amivriya is more than the Eved Ivri, in which respect Shekhina Atzva B'Simonim. So in other words, the Amivriya has all of the foregoing Yitzios of the Eved Ivri, which is Yoytze B'Shanim U'Yoyvel. And in addition to that, she also has Simonim. And you're telling me that only the Eved Ivri is Yoytze B'Shanim U'Yoyvel? Is that possible? Amrav Sheishas Kigoyin Shi Yoada. Yeah, it's talking about that the Odoi, not only did he buy her as an Amivriya, but he engaged in Yud, which means that he married her. Once they are now husband and wife, after all, we're talking about Jewish people. The Odoi is, of course, a Jew, and the Amivriya is Jewish. So once he does Yud, and now they are married, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, or Cohen, or whatever, if he wants to divorce her, or if she wants to leave, then she's like a regular Eishes Ish. She can only go out with a get. And that's why the Braisa says that Masha Enkin Ivriya, that she does not go out Bishonim Ubiyoivul, because if once she is married, she doesn't stay for 6 years. She stays in the marriage, hopefully, until 120. And the same thing is Biyoivul. When it comes the Yoivul year, she doesn't go free. She's married. So therefore, you're going to Yoada. Freyti Mora, Yoada. Pshita, if you're talking about Yid, of course, Gita Bayer, then she needs a get. I mean, everybody knows that. What's the chiddush of this braisa? You're saying, yesh b'ivri, mash'ein b'ivriya, that he's yoytze b'shanim u'v'yoyvel. Of course, she's a married woman now. Says Yomar Amal, to say, ma'i had a havamina, lo'i levatla hilchasamina. Since before she got married, before Yid, she had the right to leave at the end of sheish shanim. And in Yoivul, maybe these halachas continue to apply. Kamash v'la, no. Once she gets married, She's ishtoy lechol davar, and all those other halachas fall away. So continue on the braisa. Ihochi, it says, yesh bivriya she'ein bi'ivri, and that is that she's yoitze b'simanim. Ihochi, am I yoitze b'simanim? If she's a married lady, then she doesn't go out b'simanim. She continues living with her husband, you know, until chas v'sholem either a get, or until one of them passes away. What is this she's yoitze b'simanim? Every marhochi ka'amar, you have to explain the braisa a little bit differently. And what is that? When we said, yesh bi'ivri, she'ein bi'ivriya, that's talking about when she got married. Then she's not yoitze b'shanim u'b'yoiva. V'yesh bi'ivriya, that she's yoitze b'simanim, that's talking about a case when she did not get married. And then we're saying, Dr. Gemara, hochik amre, im lo yu'ada, if there was no marriage, then yoitze af b'simanim. Not only does she go out with simanim, but she goes out with all of the normal yitziyos that an eved or an umivriya go with. And what are those? Like the Umarik said before, shonim ubiyoivul amisis adli. Back in the Braisa, we said that ivriya is special, ein nimkar is venishnas. The Umar Machlal, the eved ivri, is nimkar venishna. He can be sold twice. Votanya, we learned in the Braisa, bignei vasoy. If you have the Or HaTorya Or HaSholem, in Oiz Dalid, it says, excuse me, Im Zor HaShemesh Olov Domim Loi, Shalem Yishalem, Im Ein Loi V'Nimkar B'Gnei Vosoi. Im Ein Loi, if he doesn't have money to go and pay for his theft, or whatever, or his Hezek, then what do we do? Then V'Nimkar B'Gnei Vosoi, here we're not talking about, we're talking about the theft. He stole money from Yankel, and now the Bezdin decides and finds that he is guilty. We have Edom. So now he has to pay back. Chonish kegelt, I have no money. So what should we do? Sak the Gemara, sak the Torah, v'nikam b'gavi yavase. You sell him for his Gneva. So Zok Yetz Gemara, back to the Gemara. Mechlal the Eved Ivri nimka v'nishna, that an Eved Ivri can be sold twice. But Tanya, we learned that a b'raisa b'gneva soy, v'loy b'kfeiloy, is referring to a person who was a gazlan. The Torah says someone who steals, a gazlan, has to go and pay not only keren, but he also has to pay kefil. He has to pay twice. What happens if he has enough money to go and pay for the keren, but he doesn't have enough money to pay for the kefil? He's not sold. He's only sold for the Geneva, not for the Kefa. What happens if this person was an Eid Zoymein, that he was Meid, he said testimony about somebody else, that somebody else stole, and the other person stole $100. Now, Vahuzam, and now this individual was an Eid Zoymein, we proved that he knew nothing about this whole theft, because he was in Chicago at the time. So, now the Bezin says, no, kasha zomam lasis liochit. Now he has to pay the $100. But he doesn't have any money. So what do we do about him? Zokti gmar bin nevosim v'loy bezmama. You don't sell him if he's an eid zoymim. You only sell him if he's the ganef himself. But now, relevant to our gemar, b'gnevosoy kimishinim kapam achas. Once he sold once, shiviyatu rishoy lemoichra, you cannot sell him a second time. But you just said now, it's only by an omavriya, that she is not nimkeres v'nishnes. Mashenkin evet ivri can be sold twice. So what's going on? And here it says, kibishinimka pamacha shub iyat rishodom eichrei. Is the chastira. Omer of lekashu kam b'gneva achas kam b'shtei gnevis. It really depends on how many gnevis he has perpetrated. If he has done only one gneva, says Rashi, even though he is not worth the full amount of the Geneva. For instance, the amount of the Geneva was $1,000. This fellow is only worth $500. So Solkadai Techamina, he should be sold for 6 years for the $500. Give the $500 to the victim of the theft. After the 6 years are over, sell him a second time to get the other $500. No. It was one Geneva, you only collect once. even though you're not collecting the full amount. But nevertheless, you only sell him once. If he sold, if he stole twice, then you can go and sell him for each geneva independently. So sell him first 6 years for geneva achaz, and then you will go and sell him a second time for the second geneva. Ah, so with this we have, and for the stira, the braisa that says that the eved can be nimkar v'nishnas, he can be sold twice, it's talking about two genevas. This braisa we just learned now, kimin shenimkar pam achas shuv i'ata rishoy l'moichroi, is talking about on one geneva, you can only sell him once, even though by selling him you didn't pay off the nignaf. Omli Abaya. Abaya says to Rava, b'geneva soy tuva mashma. The word geneva is mashma, not just one geneva, even multiple genevas. How do I know? So Rashi brings a raya from two psukim. One pasuk is all the way at the end of Yoina, where it says in the pasuk, uvehema rabba. Uvehema rabba, the end of Yoina, doesn't mean a giant behema. It means numerous behemas. So you see that the word behema can refer to many. And the same thing Rashi brings from in the times of Mitzrayim, v'adoga asher v'ya'or mesa, v'yivasha ya'or, by the mak of dam, v'adoga asher v'ya'or mesa. We don't mean just one fish, we mean numerous fish. Ah, so therefore the word behema can mean numerous, and the word doga can be numerous. So here too, geneva can be numerous. So how do you distinguish rova between geneva achas and multiple genevas? If the theft was only from one individual, even if there were multiple genevois, that's what we said, geneva is like behema and like doga, it covers many different genevas. He stole numerous genevas from one individual, he can only be sold once. However, if you're talking about multiple individuals that he stole from Yankel, from Beryl, from Shmerel, so vis-a-vis every victim, he can go and be sold another time. Tana Rabbana. Now we have a braisa that addresses this. Genevoi. Elef v'shove chomish meyos. The geneva was $1,000 altogether. He himself, for what was only worth $500. So what do we do? Nimkar, sell him for 6 years. B'chois v'nimkar, sell him another 6 years. This way we'll be able to go pay off the entire geneva. Now this is not consistent with what Rava said before. Because Rava said before that if you have one individual and there is not enough money to go and cover the entire geneva, einoi nimkar, you don't go and sell him multiple times. So this Tanakam of the Braisa disagrees with Rava. And of course, Rav is an Amoira, how can he disagree with this Tana? So the Toises here on the side, the Kambi Gneva Achas, Kambi Shtei Gneva, you see it's a fairly lengthy Toises. He disagrees with Rashi and he has a different pshat. But bottom line is the Braisa says that if he is worth 500, the Gneva was 1,000, sell him twice until you go and pay off the entire Gneva. On the other hand, Gneva Chomish Meis, what happens if the Gneva is only 500? Vishova Elef and he's worth 1,000? You don't sell him at all. Finished. Since he's worth so much more than geneva, you don't sell him. Reb Lezer says, "Im hoy geneva kneged mimkaroi nimkar, v'im lav ein nimkar." Reb Lezer agrees to the Tanakama on halacha number two, but not halacha number one. Reb Lezer says that if the geneva was $1,000 and the eved is worth $1,000. Then he's nimkar. However, in love, if the geneva was worth more, or if the geneva was worth less, ain't a nimkar. He's not sold. What's the svara of the Tanakama? What's the svara of Reb Lezer? Omer Rava, behozachinu Reb Lezer l'Rabban. With the following svara and interpretation of the pasuk, Reb Lezer can win the machloikis with the Rabban. Temayishna geneva chamish meyos. Bishov Elef. Why did the Tanakama say that if he is worth 500 and the Geneva was worth 500, Bishov Elef, and he, the Ebed, is worth $1,000. To a Nimkar, the Tanakama said he's not sold. Why not? The Nimkar Kula Yom Rachmanabulechetsoy. After all, the Torah says, the Nimkar Begneva Soy. you can only sell him in his totality. You can't sell him 50%. For that matter, you can't sell him for 3 years, right? Since the Geneva was $500, he's worth $1,000. Svara would be, sell him for 3 years for $500. Another Svara might be, sell him for 6 years and let him pocket the other $500. However, the Gemara Darsh says, V'nimkar b'nivasoy, the nimkar kulayim rachman avulay chetzyoy. You sell him in his totality, but not halfway. Since there's no way of doing it other than halfway, because the Geneva was only 500, he's worth 1,000, therefore he's off the hook. That being the case, if the Geneva and his own personal value are the same, perfect, sell him. However, if he happens to be worth only half of the Geneva, because the Geneva was 1,000, he's worth 500, then don't sell him for just 500. You can only sell him for the total amount, not for half that amount. And therefore, says Reb Lezer, it makes no difference whether he's worth more or the Geneva is worth more. You don't sell. Only if he is worth the amount of the Geneva, then you go and sell. And we can be poide the Ivriya against his will. Now, who's the his will? So, Rav Meimer bal karcha the Ode. Presumably, it means that the Ode didn't want to free her, and therefore we go and free her against his will. He doesn't lose any money over here because we're going to go and give him back the amount of the money for the Amivriya. If the Amivriya worked for 3 years, and the total amount of the purchase price was $600, so he's going to get back the $300. But he may say, I don't want to release this Amivriya. So that's the choy the pshat, that you can be poida against his will. His omelay bayis, Abaye said, my neil, explain to me what are the facts. To kasamna leishtora adamel, are we talking about that the father of the girl is not paying cash, but he's paying with a note, and that's against the Odin's will. The Odin is upset. I'm getting a note. Am I? Why would the Torah say that we should be poida against his will? Noked marganisa biyode, he's holding on to a pearl in his hand, meaning he has an ivriya, yehivna lechaspa, we give him a shard, which means we give him a piece of paper. We're talking about over here, we have an ivriya that's real value. And you say, bal korchai, give him a note, give him an IOU. Who wants an IOU if you have real value in your hand? And therefore, Ela Marbaya, we don't mean Bal Korche the Odoin, we mean Bal Korche the Av. Mishim Pigamish Boche. We go to the Av and say, Av, whether you like it or not, if you have a young girl that you sold to an Odoin, if the Odoin married her, Yud, no, or Baruch Hashem, you solved at least part of the shidduch crisis. However, if the Odin is not going to be miyayid, and the son is not being miyayid, so then she's just sold as a slave, zachapigam mishpocha. People speak about Yankel Smith. Can you imagine? He went and sold his 8-year-old daughter into slavery. Therefore, if neither does yud, we force him to go and buy her back and redeem her. And that's what we mean. Why don't we do the same thing and say that if an Eved Ivri was sold into slavery, go and tell B'nai Mishpacha, go and redeem a Misha B'gam Mishpacha. Can you imagine what people are saying behind their backs? That the family of Yankel Smith, they allow Yankel to be sold into slavery and they just say nothing, and they don't do anything about it. They should go and be soliciting funds among their family members, and perhaps among friends, and take together the money and redeem him. Manishtana, why is there a difference between the boy or the girl that have been sold to slavery? Evdim, I'll tell you why. Hodur ozel umaz benafshe. I'm very nervous about this Eved Ivri. He sold himself once, he's going to sell himself a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time. And each time you're going to be paid to him, he's going to go and take the money and he's going to pocket it. And therefore, we don't want to incentivize young Jewish men to sell themselves as an Eved Ivri. Don't they have to be concerned that the father, after he's poyed to her, he might go and sell her a second time? And therefore, l'chayra, these are exactly the same concerns. If you're concerned about an Eved Ivri, you don't have to be poyed because he can go and sell himself again. So in the case of the father, he can go and sell her again. Evidimaraktani, that's why we said in the Brisa. Weren't you listening? Einanim keres v'nishnes. She cannot be sold a second time. She can only be sold once. Ah, so therefore, because Pegam Mishpacha, we go and are poid her bal korchoi di av. The av has to put up the money to go and be poid. We don't have that same concern by Eved Ivri. We don't say, Baftan oisa bal korchoi, against the B'nai Mishpacha, because by the Eved Ivri we're afraid he's going to sell himself a second and a third time and pocket the funds. In terms of the Amavri, I don't have to worry about Shteitach, Eina, Nimkeres, the Nishnes. And the Gemara in fact says, Umani, and who's the Tana of the Braisa? Reb Shimon, he. The Tana is Reb Shimon, the sign we learned in the Braisa. Now the Braisa is going to bring a Machloikis. We're going to bring a second Braisa with another Machloikis in the Amud Beis. And then we're going to have fairly extensive discussion for the rest of the daf as to how many times can a girl be either sold or married off by her father. In all cases, we're talking about a ketana. We're not talking about a begeris, because once a girl becomes a begeris, she leaves the father's reshus totally. And when we're talking about selling or being poda omivria, we're talking about that she's still a ketana. Because once she becomes a nara, she's out of the picture. You can't sell her for an omivria anymore. So we're going to see now a machloikis between the Tanakam and Reb Shimon, and in the Amud Beis we're going to see a machloik between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer, vis-a-vis yesh or ein shifchus achar shifchus, shifchus achar ishus, ishus achar shifchus, which all just mean, can you go and do multiple transactions with the same omivria, with the same girl? As you'll see. This time, we learned in the Braisa. Moicher odem as bitoy li'ishus v'shoyne. A father can go and take his daughter, marry her off. Here we're not talking about omivria, we're talking about li'ishus. He finds a nice Jewish boy, and he goes over to the young man and says, I have a lovely daughter. It's true she's only 8 years old, but emet Hashem, she'll get older. Every minute of the day, this problem gets better and better because she's getting older. So I'm selling you my daughter at the age of 8, not really selling as much as I am offering her to you as a kala. You're the chosin, get married. What happens if they talk to get married? But unfortunately, this marriage does not last. And then 2 years later, when she's at the ripe old age of 10, her husband gives her a divorce, or Chas Hashanah, he passes away, she's still 10 years old. So says the Braisa, the father can go and marry her off a second time. Mind you, we'll see in the Gemara later, that's only if it's Minhu Erisin. If it's Min HaNisuin, then you cannot go and sell a second time, because after she had Nisuin, she's out of her father's domain. But if it's multiple Erisins, he can go and sell her once for Ishus, Bishoyim. This is what the Gemara calls Yesh Ishus Achar Ishus. And same thing is, a person can go and sell his daughter Lishifchus, in other words, to be an Amma Ivriya. He sells her at the age, Lamashal, of 5. And she's an Amma Ivriya until the age of 11. And now the father sells her again, Bishayna. Okay, you're going to say selling a girl at the age of 5. Fine, he sold the girl at the age of 8. So you're going to say, well, 8 plus 6 is 14. You're never going to be able to sell her a second time. Yeah, but she's Yoytze B'Yoyvel. So therefore, he sold her at 8. 10 years old was Yoyvel year, and now Yoyvel is over, and the father sells her a second time. Yeah, you can sell the Shifchus B'Shoina. Yesh Shifchus Achar Shifchus. And he can also sell her Li'ishus Achar Shifchus. He sold her originally as an Amivriya. She was Amivriya from the age of 8 until the age of 10, because after that was Yovel Lemushel. Now he can go and marry her off to a nice chassan. So, yesh ishus achar shifchus. Avaloy l'shifchus achar ishus. Once he married her off, even though it was only Erisin, he cannot go and sell her l'shifchus. Meaning, if after he married her off, nebuch, she became a gerusha or an almana, he cannot go and sell her now to be an umma ivriya. That's the Tanakh. Just like you cannot go and sell shifchas achar ishus, that's what we just finished saying, right? That was the last halacha of the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama, remember, the Tanakhama said, yesh ishus achar ishus, yesh shifchas achar shifchas, yesh ishus achar shifchas, but avaloi l'shifchas achar ishus. Shifchas achar ishus, no good. Says Reb Shimon, just like you Tanakhama, agree, ein odem moichres bit l'shifchas achar ishus, kach ein odem moichres bit l'shifchas achar shifchus. You cannot do shifchas achar shifchus either. Ah, so shifchas achar shifchus is a machloikis at Tanakama and Reb Shimon. Ah, since the previous braisa says about an ivriya, eina nimkeres v'nishnis, she cannot be sold twice. Dr. Gemara, this is going to Reb Shimon that holds ein shifchus achar shifchus. Fine. Uve plukta tani tanoi. This machlokes tanakama Reb Shimon figures in another brisa, which is similar but different. The same. Bevig deva. Now, Parsha Pshat, this pasuk is talking about an omivriya, where the hope had been that the father or the son would perform yud, marriage, but it didn't happen. And therefore, after that, says the Pasuk, Im lo yoada v'hevda, then the father should go and be poyder. La'am nochri la'yim shalamachra, but you cannot go and sell her to someone else. The word la'am nochri really just means li'ish acher. You cannot sell her to a fremda, to a stranger. Why? B'vigdeva. Because the father was already bigdeva. Now what means b'vigdeva? Zokti imore, v'sani b'vigdeva, kiven sheporas talisoi, pires talisoi aleha, shuv v'ene rishoi l'maychra. Div Rebbe Kiva. So Rebbe Kiva is defining the word b'vigdoi like the word beged. Where do we find similarly b'vigdeva to mean beged? So Rashi says, we find it, for instance, in the case of the Eishes Petifa. It says, v'atis b'seyu b'vigdoi. Oh, that's his beged. So what means bevigdeva? Bevigdeva means that once the father sold her so that the husband should go and be poiris talisei aleha, he spreads out his beged over her. It almost sounds like the yekish of minhag. I'm sure that you've been to chasanis, where by the yekis, the minhag is that under the chuppah, the chosen kala wear one joint talis together. So that's is the sounding of this Gemara. Kim Shapiro is talis aleha. He spread out his talis over her and married her. So therefore there was ishus. Shuvena rishola maicher. You can't go and sell her anymore. Divrei Mekiva. But of course it doesn't mean dafka the yekesh minig. This is just given as an expression that the husband takes her into his home and supports her and takes care of her and clothes her. Sheira ksusa vaynasa leigra. Therefore, once there was ishus, no more mechira for shifchas. And this is what we said back in the Yom Aleph. Everybody agreed, avaloi l'shifchas achar ishus, when she's married, you can't go and sell her again. That's the pasuk, l'yucha l'machra, l'yimsha l'machra bevigdeva. However, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, no, bevigdeva doesn't mean beged, it means a lashon of begida. Begida means of being a traitor, a boged. Kimin Shabogadba, since he was a traitor vis-a-vis his daughter, Shuvin Rishala Maikra. Reb Lezer does not look benevolently on a father that sells his daughter into slavery, and therefore he's considered to be a bogate, as if he betrayed her by selling a young girl, 8 years old, 10 years old, into slavery. Shuvin Rishala Maikra. Ah, so therefore, according to Reb Lezer, how is he learning? He's learning Kimin Shabogadba, he was bogate in selling her into shifchus, Shevein Risha Lamaychay can't sell her again into Shifchus. So that's the din of Ein Shifchus Acher Shifchus. And that's the Reb Shimon that we have in the Amud Aleph that said, Ein Odom Moicher Bitoy L'Shifchus Achar Shifchus. Zokti Mar B'may Kemifligi, where's the Machlaikis here? Reb Leza Sova Yesh Eim L'Mesoides. Reb Kiva Sova Yesh Eim L'Mikra. Reb Shimon Sova Yesh Eim L'Mikra. All the Mesoides. What does all of that mean? So let's analyze each one individually. Let's go back to Reb Kiva. Reb Kiva said, Kimi Shepirish Talisoi Oleha. So what does that mean, Talisoi Oleha? That's the Beged. So he's reading the Pasuk Bevigdoi, the way we read it. And that's the reason why Reb Kiva Sava Yesh Eim L'Mikra. The important explanation of the word Bevigdoi means, how do you kore? How do you read it? You read it Bevigdoi, as Beged. Ah, so therefore it's referring to Ishus. Kimi Shepirish Talisoi Oleha. That's according to Reb Kiva. Reb Loza, on the other hand, says, I don't look at the way it's read, I look at the way it's written. If it really meant bevigdoi va, that you pronounce it bevigdoi with a chirik under the vase, the chodesh should have been a yud after that vase. Bevigdoi, a chirik yud, that's the chirik sound. The fact that there is no yud there in the middle of bevigdoi means that it could be read Bevogdoiva. Bevogdoi, that would of course be the Begida. So even though we don't read it that way, we read it Bevigdoi, but we don't go after Yesh Eim L'Mikra, we go Yesh Eim L'Mesoides, the way it's written, as opposed to the way it's read. Ah, since Reb Elezer learns like that, that we look at the way it's written, so Oy Bazoi, that's why he says, Bevogdoiva, Ein Shifchus Achar Shifchus. Once she's sold once as an Amma, she cannot be sold a second time. But Rashi notes, but Shifchus Achar Ishus, he can sell. He can sell Shifchus Achar Ishus. Now this is a very important point, because the Gemara is going to conclude all the way at the end, that Reb Elezer is the sole individual who holds that Yesh Shifchus Achar Ishus. Back on the Amud Aleph, both the Tanakama of the Braisa and Reb Shimon both said, Loi l'shivchus achar ishus. Once she's been a married lady, even though it's only been erisin, you cannot go and sell her for a shivcha. Reb Lezer respectfully disagrees, and he holds yesh shivchus achar ishus. And Miat Hashem will see that on the Amud Beis. So that's Reb Lezer. And now we get to Reb Shimon, and the Gemara says, Reb Shimon so yesh in the mikra v'lim mesayis. He agrees both to Reb Akiva and to Reb Lezer, that each one has a good point, Yesh Eim L'Mikra and Messiahs. So, according to Yesh Eim L'Mikra, the way it's read, no, that's like Reb Akiva. And therefore, that's what the halacha is, that Ein Shifchus Achar Ishus. Because, Kim Shapir Shalisa Leah, once they got married, then you can't sell anymore, which means Ein Shifchus Achar Ishus. Reb Lezer, on the other hand, says, Bevig Deva Kim Shibaget Ba. Oh, Ein Shifchus Achar Shifchus. Says Reb Shimon, I agree to both. Ein Shifchus Achar Ishus, the Ein Shifchus Achar Shifchus. But remember, Reb Lez is the only one that says that Yesh Shifchus Achar Ishus. There, Reb Lezer stands the only one who disagrees with both Reb Lezer, I'm sorry, with both the Tanakama, which is Reb Akiva, as well as Reb Shimon. Reb Akiva and Reb Shimon both hold Loi l'shivchus achar ishus, but Reb Lezer holds yesh shivchus achar ishus. Good. Boyin Rabba bar avua yud nesuin oisa oy erusin oisa. We keep on saying that by an umavria it says that the father can go and be miyayid or the son. Dim levno yodena. Ah. So now, what does yud accomplish? Does it accomplish full blown nesuin? In other words, two stages, both the erusin and nesuin, as if she had kesef and chuppah, she had the whole 9 yards. Or is it only erusin or isa? It's only the initial erusin. Frankly, it wasn't afkimina. Very simple. Liyorsha, valitamala, lafinidarea. All of the halacha is that you have a distinction between erusin and nisuin. That by erusin, what's the halacha? The husband does not yarshin. He cannot be metama if he is a kohen. And he cannot be mefer nedarim on his own. He has to go and be mefer together with the father. On the other hand, if it's a full-fledged Nisuin, then he yarshins, he is metame, and he can be made for the dark. So what does Yir accomplish? Toshima, let's try to bring a riot. Bivigdaba, Kimin Shapirish Talisa, Lashub Ainur Shoila Moichra. Aha. After the Begida, I'm sorry, after the marriage, the big day Bakim Shapirish Talisa, after the Ishus, he's not allowed to go and sell her Lishifchus. It's Mashmas Vuni Hudalim Azbela. He can no longer sell her. However, he could marry her off a second time. Zokti Mora, the Amris Nisuin Oisa. If you're going to tell me that Yud accomplishes Nisuin, Kim Nisis Shem Ein Lavi Rishuspa. Like we said back on the Amud Aleph, that when a father has a daughter, even though the daughter is still a Ketana or a Nara, under normal circumstances, a father, of course, can go and marry off a Ketana as Bitin Asatel Ishazet. And he can marry off a Nara. However, once she's had a Nisuan already, in other words, the father married her off, and she had a full-fledged Nisuan, but unfortunately, she became an Almona or a Grusha. The husband passed away, or he gave her a get, unfortunately. What's the din? She'll be able to be a Rishus, but the father no longer has any Rishus to go and marry her off. But you just said now in this brisa, my toshima. What did the brisa say? Kimin shapir shalisa yaleh shuv ein rishoy lemoicha. Once he marries her off ishus, he's not allowed to go and sell her for shifchus. Ah, so the gemara was medayik, ein shifchus achar ishus. But zvuni hu lemazvul lo hayud ma'ayayla. But he would be able to marry her off. In other words, it would be a second ishus. Yesh ishus achar ishus. But if Yud accomplishes Nisuan, then he doesn't have the right to go and marry her off again. He can only marry her a second time if she's still an Arusa, but not if she was already in Nisuan. Elav Shema Mina L'chayda, have a beautiful Rai that Erisin Oisa Yud only accomplishes Erisin. And that's the reason why he can no longer sell her as an Omevriya. But he can go and marry her off to a new chassin. Omer Nachman Yitzchak, Hachabi Gedushin the Al Makoi. Said Rav Nachman Yitzchak, no. You cannot bring a Rai Legabe Yud because this drasha of Rabbi Kiva Kim Shapirish Talisa Yaleh is not referring to in an Om Ivriya Yud situation. It's referring to a marriage situation. That if a father marries off his daughter, and unfortunately that marriage does not last, he can go and sell her again for a chosin and marry her off a second time. And this is consistent with what we said back on the Amud Aleph, that a person can go moicher es odem es bitter le ishus vishoina. That's what we call yesh ishus achar ishus. He can marry her off a second time. Ah! So after there's ishus, he cannot go and sell her. But after Ishus, he can go and marry her off a second Ishus. And that's what the Brisa means. As soon as the father sells her, doesn't really sell her, but transfers her to a chosan in Erisin, from this point on, he can no longer sell her, because ein shifchus achar ishus, but the yesh ishus achar ishus. Now the Gemara's loshin is not that precise, because it says in the Gemara, kim shemaster avia lamishin is chai b'sheir k'sus v'ainasam, it sounds like at the time of Erisin that the chosin is already chai b'sheir k'sus v'aina. But that's not really the case. Sheir k'sus v'aina only is triggered at the time of Nisuin. So what the Gemara means to say is that the father is transferring her to a chosin who eventually will be mechuyev in she'er k'sus v'ayin. But lemaisa, we're not talking about a situation of yud. We're talking about a situation of regular, normal erisin. Ah, so therefore we have no raya to our shayla. Our shayla was yud nisuin oisa oy erisin oisa, and we thought that Rabbi Akiva's case is talking about a case of initial yud, that once the odin does initial yud, shuv ein rishoy lemoicha, then if that yud ends because Nebuchadnezzar gave a divorce or because the Odoin died, then Shemin Rishon Lemoichra, that the father cannot sell her, but it's mash, but he could marry her off a second time. Don't we have a law that you cannot, the father cannot marry her off after Nisun? Is the chassimin that yud does erisin? We're not talking about yud. We're talking about a normal, regular issues. That after the first erisin, the father cannot sell her off as a shivcha because ein shivchus achar issues, but he can marry her off a second time because yesh issues achar issues. So Toshima, let's try to bring another right. Ein moicha the kreit mishum rablaza oimer amru moicha the kreit. What is this talking about? A father wants to sell his daughter as an umivriya. Now we know that one of the principal purposes of umivriya is that she should have yud with the odoin. Therefore, says the Tanakhama, don't marry off your daughter to an immediate relative to whom she could not get yield. She couldn't get married. For instance, you have a father that has a son and a daughter, and the son, Baruch Hashem, is on his own already, and he is a person that needs an omivria. So the father says, I have a great idea. I'll go and give my daughter to my son that she should go and serve him and act as the omivria. This way, he will have an umma to go and serve him, and she'll be busy and she'll be supported. The brother will give her food and he'll give her shelter. It's good. Yeah, but there's one problem. She cannot have yud with her own brother. And therefore, this is the Tanakhama, Michael cried, no, you can't sell her to a karev, because one of the principal purposes of omivria shaft is to be married, to have yud. Here you can't do yud. Bishim Rebleza Omra, no, Michael Akraim. Rebleza says, where you can do yud. And if you can't, you can't. It's not the essence of Amavriya. If she can't do yud, she can't. Why? Because it's a karam, nishkefelach. However, both the Tanakhama and Rebleza agree, Vishavin, Shemoichra Almanel Kayin God, Vakarush Vachlutza Kayin Hejit. Why do they agree that she can be sold? Because Kiddushin Toifsin Bechayavi Latin. Now we're not recommending that in such a case that the Kohen Gadol go and marry the Almana do Yud, or that the Kohen do Yud with the Grusha. We're just saying that you're allowed to go and sell. Why are you allowed to go and sell? By Kroivim you said, according to Tanakhama, you cannot sell. Because there, by a Karev, it's impossible to go and do a Yud. And the Torah says there has to be at least a possibility of yid. Here, there's a possibility of yid. Except, of course, according to Rabbi Kiva. But according to everybody else, since Kedusha is Torah, B'chiyav Ve'elav, and you can sell an almana or a grusha to a Kohen Gadol or to a Kohen Hedjit, respectively. I see Barry has a question.
Isn't it an Esther of Lefnei Ivro Lefitein Mechshol?
No, because we're not saying that they should have yid. What we're saying over here is, since the possibility of yud exists, then he's allowed to go and sell her as omivriya. He should go and tell her.
There's a possibility, but it's not condoned. No one condones it. Even if you say Kedushin Tofet, it's not condoned.
No question about it. The question of the Gemara is there an absolute necessity that an omivriya can perform, or not that he can perform, not that she can perform, that when an Odoin buys a Jewish girl, is an absolute necessity that there be an availability of yud, or is it not an essential part of the transaction? As far as the Tanakhama is concerned, it's an essential part of the transaction. If yud cannot be performed under any circumstances, then the sale of a Mavriya is not valid sale. Not valid. Therefore, if he is selling his daughter to his son, since it's impossible for the daughter and the son to get married to have yud, therefore the transaction is void ab initio. This transaction doesn't exist. It's irrelevant, meaningless. Period. Rabbi Blazer said, no, this is not an essential halacha in Hilchas sales of Omivriya. If he can, is good, then nish is nish. Who cares? He can't do yud. That's the machlokes of the Gabi Kreif. Since the possibility of yud exists, even though it would be prohibited, no question about it, it's also it's yisalat. But since there is the possibility, therefore this sale of the amivriya is a meaningful sale. It's relevant, and we do not say that it's void. If you remember, we had a similar concept a few days ago in the Gemara, where the husband and wife, he's giving her a get almanas that she goes and eats chazer. So Rava said, although it's a terrible thing to eat chazer, but if she wants to, she could theoretically eat chazer, get malchus, and the get will be effective because she performed the tanai. Said Abai, oh no, since you're not allowed to eat chazer, this tanai is not effective, and therefore the get is a good get, even though she didn't eat the chazer. So it's a similar type of thing over here that we're saying that Avada, you're not allowed to. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. And the Kohen Hedge is not allowed to marry the Grusha or the Chalutza. All we're saying is, according to both of these Mandi Amrim, the Mechira is a valid Mechira, and they won't perform Yud. All you need is the possibility of performing the Yud. That already causes the transaction to be a valid transaction. But don't engage in the Yud because it happens to be an Isser. So you have Momoin and Isser working together. As far as Mammon is concerned, since the possibility exists, it's like that case where, according to Rava, she could eat chazer, and therefore it's a good tonight. Here too, they could theoretically get married and have yud, even though it's prohibited. But it's still a good tonight, so to speak, in the Oma Ivriya sale. But Avada, we tell them, but you're not allowed to. At the time of the closing, all the lawyers will tell all the sides, other than you're not allowed to get married. But since there is the possibility of that marriage, even though it's halachically prohibited, therefore the sale is an effective sale. Good, so that's the halacha in this price. Now the Gemara wants to know the facts. What's the fact pattern? Hai almana hechidami. What's the case of the almana? Ilayme de kodesh nafsha, that she went and married herself off on her own. In other words, we're talking about a ketana, and she found a bucher, and she said to bucher, let's get married, and give me kesa kedushin, and we're going to get married. So Timara, almana karila. She's called an almana if Nebuchadnezzar, the boy, passes away. That's not a marriage. She doesn't have a deus. As Rashi says, labanei deyaninu. How can she go and call herself an almana? This marriage never even happened. So Avad v'lekotchevia must be talking about that the father married her off. Frey Timara, mi motzi mazbin la. How can he go and sell her? In other words, this brisa says that Shavin, everybody agrees, Shemoichra, he can sell her as an Omivria, even though she's already an Almana. So if she's already an Almana, that means she was already married. And now we're going and selling her. How can you go and sell her? V'ein od the Moichras bita l'shifchus achar ishus. Back in the Omid Aleph, everybody agreed, both the Tanikama said, loy l'shifchus achar ishus. And Reb Shimon said, kishem shein od the Moichras bita l'shifchus achar ishus. It was unanimous. Ein shifchas achar ishus. Now, parenthetically, remember, Reb Lezer is the one that disagreed, and he holds yesh shifchas achar ishus. But put that in back of your mind. At the moment, what the Gemara is saying is everybody holds ein shifchas achar ishus. Everyone being the Tanakam of the Brice, which was Rabbi Kiva and Reb Shimon. Good. Sorry, bazoi frek timara. So how does a brisa say you can go and sell an amon l'koyin gadol? After all, ain shivchus achar ishus. V'yomer v'amrim amr Rabbi Yitzchak kocha b'kiddusha yud. V'aliv Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. V'yomer moysu shoynis lav l'kiddusha ninu. Ah, nitnu. What does Igmar mean to say? Says Igmar, I have a teretz. It's talking about taka that she already was married. How was she married? Through yud. That she had her father sold her, the odin was miyayid, and they became husband and wife, and then either the husband gave her a get, or the husband died. And now the Braisa says that he can go and sell her as an almana, or as a grusha, to a kohen gadol, or to a kohen hedget. Ah, this is going good to Beis Yehuda. What did Beis Yehuda hold? So we're going to see that's in fact a machloikis, what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds. But the concept is the same, meaning, how does one perform yud? Yud does not mean bia. Yud does not mean shtar. Yud is effected through kesef. The question is, what kesef? So most of the Tanoim and Amiroim hold that it's the kesef that you paid at the time of the sale. A father of a girl sold his daughter at the age of 8 or 10 years old to an odoin. The odoin paid for her $500. That $500 is multitasking or multi-purposed. Number one, it's for the purpose of the purchase of this amivri of the slave. But number two, if and when he's miyayid, that money will be used as the purchase price for the kiddushin. So he doesn't have to give a separate ring or a separate pruta or dinner. He can go and say, remember I paid $500 to your father? That $500, that covers you as well. Ah, so therefore, you don't have to do brand new mois. That's what we normally hold mois rishonis likidushin nitnu. If you hold mois rishonis lav likidushin nitnu, so then what is the mode of acquisition? It's also kesef. What's the kesef? Rashi says that he's moichel her for all the future years of working as a slave. After all, he paid her $500 as a slave. Now he's marrying her. He should go and say, hey, one second. What is the odoin giving her? He's giving her her freedom in the sense that she's no longer a slave. Now she's going to be his wife. Hopefully he will treat her as a wife, not treat her as a slave. So that is the kesef kedushin, if you will. It's the mechila on the continued slavery that she would have to endure for the next few years until she gets simonim and she becomes a nara, or until yovel year, or until 6 years end, if she was sold at 6 or younger. She is moichel, not she is moichel. He is moichel on all further slavery as a the service that she would provide, and that is the mois that he uses to mekadesh. Aha. So Zokti Yomara, it goes according to Yosef Yehuda, the Omar, mois rishon is lav the kiddushin nitnu. By the way, we're going to see in the Omar Aleph, it's going to be a machloikis. Rav Nachman Yitzchak calls that according to Yosef Yehuda, the mois rishon is are the kiddushin nitnu. But this is according to Rav Amram Amram Yitzchak, that Rav Yosef Yehuda holds the mois rishon is are not for the kiddushin. And what is the kiddushin? What are the mois that mechila on the continued slavery? And therefore says the Gemara, how is that any better? What's that is better is because it's not that the father is now effecting the ishus, it's the girl that's effecting the ishus. Ezokti mar vi amris nisuin oise, if you're going to go and tell me that Yud makes nisuin, remember that's the shaila of Rabba Baravu at the top of the Omid, Yud nisuin oise eris oise. If you're going to tell me that the Yud is nisuin, kimin shenis is once she got married, shuv eila virishusba, then how could the father go now and marry her off a second time as an almanu l'koyin gadol or grush v'chalutzil koyin hajit? And therefore, l'choyra have a raya that Yud only accomplishes erisin, and therefore if that erisin ended either as a result of a get or misas habal, misas odoin, then she reverts back to original father, and the father can go and sell her again. Not only sell her, but go and marry her off again. So Timura, the Lamai Erisin Oisis Lchoiravaraya, that Yud is Oisa Erisin, because if Yud is Oisa Nisuin, how can we be talking about marrying off a second time to a Koyin Godoil or a Koyin? So Timura, Elamai Erisin Oisa. Veshavin Shemoicher. Shavin Shemoicher means everybody agrees she can be sold to a Koyin Godoil or to a Koyin. Didn't we say that you cannot sell a shivcha, a daughter, as a shivcha acher ishus? So even though the ishus is only erisin, but still ein shivchas acher ishus is a bazoi. Elamai islach lemeimer. So what do you have to answer? Must be the chani erisin di doh me erisin di aviha. There's a difference between her erisin and his erisin. Now, we said before that a girl cannot marry herself off. She's only a ketana. That's true. But if you hold that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Moyusur Rishon is lav the kiddushin nitnu, so then what is the accomplishment? How are we accomplishing the yud? Not through the original Mois that went through the father, but rather his consenting to her not having to act as a slave any longer, and that's what the Gemara calls Eres and Dida. So that would be an exception to the normal rule that a ketana cannot marry herself off. If anybody ever stops you and asks you a trivia question, it says, how can you find the case of a ketana marrying herself off without the rishus of the father? The answer is, when the father already sold her as an umma ivriya, and according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, according to Rabbi Amram Rabbi Yitzchak, that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that Moshe Rishon is lav l'kiddushin nitnu. So how did she get married? She got married through her own consent to the yud of the husband, of the adayin. Ah! In such a case, the father could subsequently marry her off a second time, because that we said, ein shifchas achar ishus, that means ishus that the father performed, not ishus that the girl performed. Ah! So therefore, says the Gemara, the Chayra, I can be poshut my shayla, yud oise erisin, and I have a situation where you have shifchas achar ishus, because the yud was performed by the girl, and not through the father, and that's why both of them agree you can go and sell her to a kohen gadol or to a kohen. So the Chayra, we've been poshut our shayla. So the Gemara, no. Once you're telling me that difference between eris and dida and eris and davia, let's say that Yud does accomplish Nisuin. If that's the case, how can the father go and sell her as a wife and marry her off? And on Manal Kohen Gadol, Gerush v'Chalutz Kohen Hedjit, say the same thing. And therefore, make that same distinction. And that's the reason why the father can marry her off a second time, because he's not marrying her off a second time. He's marrying her off only the first time after she married herself off by accepting Yud from her Adayin. Says Yimar, no. That teretz doesn't work. Hi, Mai. How can you compare? Mishloi me'eris and me'eris and shiny. That, of course, makes sense. You could talk about eris and dida and eris and diavia, that the Torah only said, Tati, you only have one chance at marrying off your daughter. You can't marry her off twice. And therefore, if you married her off once, and it ended, and as she's an almana or a grusha, you lose the right to go and marry her off a second time if the first marriage was a nisun. However, if you're telling me the gabe, you want to make a difference between nisun dida and nisun diavia, there's no difference. We have a klal that a father kimin denisis shuv the ein liavia rishuspa. Once she had a nisuin, once the father no longer has any rishus. And there, it doesn't make a difference between nisuin dida or nisuin liavia. Once she's married, full fledged, consummated marriage, the father loses all his rights to his daughter. That being the case, Zakti Mara, how does it say over here that he was able to go and give her as an almana l'kayin gadol, grush v'chutz l'kayin hedjit? Everything Mara, Ellen nisuin, mi nisuin, mi shani, can you go and make this distinction between nisuin dida and nisuin diday? That being the case, l'choira, we have now an eisen araya, that means we have an ironclad raya, that the yud that was performed has the status of an erisin, not the status of a nisuin, and that's why the father is able to go and submit her and sell her to an alman l'kohen gadol, grush v'chutz l'kohen hedjit, even though we hold normally ein shivchus achar ishus, yeah, but here, but it's only erisin ois, it doesn't do nisuin. Different than Reb Amram Reb Yitzchak. Reb Amram Reb Yitzchak said that Reb Yosef Yehuda holds Moshe Rishon is lav l'kiddushin nitnu, and therefore we're trying to make a chilik between Eris and Dida and Eris and Davia. Reb Nachman Yitzchak said that even according to Reb Yosef Yehuda, Moshe Rishon is l'kiddushin nitnu. So therefore, there's no man diyama that holds that Yud is done on her own. It's all done through the father. How is it possible that you can go and sell yet again? Meaning, if she already had issues, how can the father now shoven shemoicha, he can go and sell her as alman l'kayin gadol, grishma kuz l'kayin hedjit? Didn't we say back on the Omer Aleph that everybody agrees that ein shifchus achar ishus, and now he's trying to go and sell her after the original ishus, and this ishus is talking about even erisin ishus. How can you go and sell shifchus achar ishus? Everything Gemara, Moikim lakir a blazer, the homish li shifchas achar shifchas, hudli mazi mazmin la, you cannot sell shifchas achar shifchas. After shifchas achar ishus, mazmi mazmin la. You remember that I told you that at the beginning when the Gemara originally was saying, doesn't everybody hold ein shifchas achar ishus? And the answer is, everybody but Reblezer. The Tanikam of the first Braisa, and Rebekiva, and Reblezer, they all hold ein shifchas achar ishus. However, Reblezer holds, yei shifchus achar ishus. So why did we have to go through this whole Omid Beis? Why didn't we say immediately, yei shifchus achar ishus, alibid Reblezer? Says Rashi, because since Reblezer shemutihu, he was put in a shtikl in chayrim, or because he's Talmid Beis Shammai, we don't want to zetz ein the braisa like Reblezer if we can avoid it. But since we cannot avoid it, this is our court of last resort, that price is going according to Reb Lezer after all. And therefore, we cannot be Poshe Rashi. So we stop with this Reb Isai, to be continued mentioned tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful day. Zadke Bench, Zadke Zip.